Bad news is ruining our lives.
Yes, it hey. Is.
Yeah. So Matt, we may need to do this story just every hour for the next few days.
Oh,
just
gosh.
Because you're going, gosh, my life is ruined. What is it? Oh, it's bad news. That's what it is.
Now,
Happy Monday, by the way.
Yeah, right. Oh, today is National Grump Day, too. So, I mean, it's just the convergence right here. Yeah, exactly. See, sometimes you have to take your vacation from the news. You just have to. And we're going to, you know, I was looking at it today.
You know, I am not feeling the love this morning,
Scott. Well, I mean, just
bad news, take a vacation from the news.
Well, I mean,
what am I, chopped liver?
Not you specifically. Just that, because, you know, well, I do want to talk later on this morning about this whole thing that Dr. Clem said about multitasking.
Yeah, actually, it was a fascinating interview. The whole interview is available online. It's about 6 minutes, but he said a lot of really interesting stuff.
He's been around a while. He, in fact, taught me at A&M.
Really?
Yep, he did. Yep, absolutely.
I will refrain from comment.
That's all I can say.
Because it's National Grumpy Day,
there,
and we don't want to help
go.
Scott
no,
out.
No, no, don't want to do that. But no, you heard him say he's been researching this since, what, the 60s? Is that right?
Something started researching memory in the 60s and then took a kind of a break. And then he started, again, just getting reinterested in it. And now he's reading all kind of the latest technology. And he writes a blog, which I was impressed with because even as a young person, I find it a little bit challenging to try to write a blog.
Yeah, he's a pretty neat guy. I've chatted with him a few times since he didn't know that he taught me, so that was
really stood out, did you?
No, in all the wrong ways. No, that would have been. But anyway, so sometimes you have to take a vacation from news, not the news. New study confirms what we've all known, and that is that bad news just plain stresses us out.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's worse for women. Reading depressing news affects both men and women, but women hold on to the stress much longer than guys do.
Because they're more emotional?
Well, no, because
anyway.
Once again, they pay attention.
That's why
guys, on the other hand, go, whoa, what? You got a beer over here? What? Guys just don't think about that stuff very much.
That's why I'm hardening my heart and becoming a more and more bitter person.
Is that it? No.
Well,
I don't want you to be bitter. It's just, but yeah, I know. You have to look at people sometimes in their worst possible situations. On the other hand, men probably shake off the stress just by forgetting. It says here stories faster. Hell, we forget everything faster.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, women tend to remember the details of bad news longer than men.
I don't know. Y'all remember the details from successful fishing trips for
years. And football games and things like
That's important.
Yeah, the stuff that really matters. Yeah. Are we actually talking about interpersonal relationships or the world as we live it? Not so much.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Because after all, we don't want to be thinking about something important while we're watching a sports event.
Absolutely not.
No.
Not that you could think of anything else watching the A's.
Yeah, really.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
I love this song. I'm just going to say
okay, well, see, it gets you in a good mood. That's all right. Yes.
Hey, folks, this is Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. My kids are always arguing about what's more important to people when they buy a car.
They want to be treated nice. They want a great price.
I tell them, folks want to be treated nice, and they want a great price. Like a 2012 Ram Crew Cab from King Dodge for $18,988. Or an all-new Chrysler 200 that gets 31 miles per gallon for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
That's why folks choose the Team of Navasota. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you get a nice price.
Have you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
6:18. It's just, you know, first thing I have to do before I even come upstairs is decide, am I going to bring quarters or am I going to bring a dollar today, you know, to feed the machine so I can get my Diet Coke, because, of course, I have to have that. So today, you know, I say, gosh, I've got a nice, crisp $1 bill here. So I'll just bring that upstairs.
Okay? So it's a two for day.
Yeah. Well, might do that. So, I mean, I go in there just as I normally would, you know, because I get here like 30 seconds before 6, and I put that in the machine, And it goes, and it spits it back out. And I'm going, come on, it's a crisp $1 bill. What's the problem? So the machine didn't like it. So, I mean, I hit the news and had to go all the way downstairs to go get my quarters.
Uh-huh.
Come back up. See, so, I mean, it's just, I know there are people who are about to go to work at a real job. They're going, would you just shut up?
It was all right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it'll be just fine. All right. So anyway, it's National Grouch Day. So get your grouch on or don't. And it's the Ides of October. You don't hear them talk about that much. That
well, there you go.
Yes, the Ides of October. So what do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays, Tito Jackson.
We're going to start with Tito Jackson.
59 today. Is you he? Bet we're going to
wow.
start with Tito.
Okay.
I need a tissue, Tito. Dominic West was the detective on The Wire.
Oh, uh-huh.
Eric Benet, 46, used to be married to Halle Berry. That's his only claim to fame.
Wow. And not anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Davis is 43
mm-hmm.
from Trading Places. And Brenda K. Starr.
Really? Who's remember? That? No.
She was an 80s singer. I still believe her claim to fame was finding Mariah Carey.
Oh, well.
Well, if you're going to find somebody.
Good for her.
And Sari.
yeah.
Sarah Ferguson is 53 today.
Oh, that's like the Fergie, right?
Yes.
The Princess Sarah.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Yeah. Bam! You ain't got bam! Like Emeril Lagasse is 53 today.
No kidding.
Yes,
oh,
he is,
Emeril.
As a matter of fact. Penny Marshall, who was one of them. Shirley, of Laverne and Shirley.
No, she was Laverne.
Okay, she was Laverne. I'll take your word for it. since I never saw it.
She's 70. Also a director.
Yeah, that show really struck me as Scott's kind of show.
Yeah, no, sorry. Never did. Linda Lavin, you remember her on Alice. She's 75. Tanya Roberts, who is one of the angels, is 57. Larry Miller, a comedian who you see from time to time, maybe 57. Barry Maguire, The Eve of Destruction. You've got to be old to remember him because he's 77 years old. Jim Palmer, who was a pretty good baseball pitcher, 67.
Also a commentator.
Yeah, and the guy who gave us the Mustang, Lee Iacocca, still around.
He's awesome.
He's 88 years
and
old.
And save GM.
Yeah, you know, he's a pretty interesting guy. Okay, it's 621.